This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Russian-installed authorities have ordered all residents of the southern Ukrainian city of Kherson to leave immediately ahead of an expected advance by Ukrainian troops. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
In a telegram post, the regional pro-Kremlin administration calls on civilians to use boat crossings over the Dnieper River to move deeper into Russian-held territory, citing a tense situation on the front and alleged terror attacks by Kyiv. Ukrainian units are waging a counter-offensive to recapture the occupied area. Kherson has been in Russian hands since the early days of the invasion in February. The city is the capital of a region of the same name, one of four Russian President Vladimir Putin illegally annexed last month. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Hundreds of thousands of people in central and western Ukraine woke up on Saturday to power outages and periodic bursts of gunfire as Ukrainian air defense tried to shoot down drones and incoming missiles. Russia has intensified its strikes on power stations, water supply systems, and other key infrastructure across the country, the latest phase of the war as it nears the eight-month mark. Ukraine's Air Force said in a statement Saturday that Russia had launched a massive missile attack targeting critical infrastructure hours after air raid sirens blared across the country. It said it had downed 18 out of 33 cruise missiles launched from air and sea. Hurricane Roslyn intensified to a powerful Category 4 storm on Saturday and was expected to keep strengthening as it churned toward tourist zones along Mexico's Pacific coast. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said landfall is expected by Sunday. From Washington,